Hey, Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. We're back. The importance of friendship. That's what we're going to be talking about today. It's going to be a good show. Bringing positivity wherever and whenever. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about friendship, how to find good friends, how to keep good friends. It's going to be good, so don't miss it. Coming up on Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. We're going to talk about some good things today. We're going to talk about friendship and the importance of friendship. I hope everybody had a great Christmas this year with their spending time with their family, opening gifts, just being around family. It's very, very important, especially this time of year. New Year's coming up. I hope everybody has a great New Year's and has some good New Year's resolutions. I know that I've most definitely do. It's been a good day. It's been a great day. Went to see my therapist today. And yeah, it's been a good day. But let's dive right in. We're going to be talking about friendship and the importance of friendship and why it's extremely important to not only have friends, but to have good friends. You know, as we move through life, we find out that many things are just out of our control. You know, we can't choose our parents, we can't choose our genetics, or we can't control what happens in the world. But one thing that we can control are the friends that we have. You know, and the decision can either make our lives more richer and beautiful, or they can make our lives more stressful and disappointing. You know, having those solid friendships is so important, you know, and for two main reasons. You know, first, they make life more enjoyable. You know, we get to share the beautiful aspects of life with people who we love. And, you know, that can enrich our everyday experiences, you know. And the second thing is our friendships help us through the difficult times, you know. And having friends to support us through the hard times can make unimaginably difficult situations seem more tolerable. Now, you know, like I said, I keep it real on the show. But like the situation I'm in now, I definitely notice having those friends and those good friends, they don't necessarily make the situation go by quicker or faster, but they definitely do make the situation go by easier and make the situation easier, you know, because time is time. You know, everything's going to take time. If something tragic happens in your life, it's going to take time for you to recover and get over it, whether it be trauma, a breakup, whatever it may be. But having those friends to be there to keep you moving is extremely important, and everybody needs to have those friends. You know, everybody's not meant to be in our life forever, you know, but and the ones that are true friends, you know. And I'd rather have a group of small friends than a big group of friends, you know, because in that small group of friends, those are the ones that are going to have your back. Those are the ones that are going to support you, you know, and that's extremely, extremely important to have those friends in your life. You know, and the most beautiful part about pouring our time and energy into friendship, you know, is that not only do friends help enrich our lives, but we can enrich theirs as well. You know, they get us through the tough times in life. You know, they make things more fun and enjoyable, and all around they'll make our lives better, you know. And being alone is, I know when people go through tragic times, they want to be alone. And, you know, that's okay for a certain amount of time. But to help you get over it, like I said, not quicker, but to help you get over things easier, be around happy people. Be around your friends that are going to bring you up when you're down, that are going to make you enjoy life still. You know, and it may be hard at times, and that's perfectly okay. But don't try not to be by yourself. And, you know, I even have a hard time doing that, you know. But one thing, since I've been going back to therapy, one thing that I definitely have learned is it's just not good. You know, have your me time. Your me time, your you time is perfectly acceptable, and it's good to have, you know. But make sure that you go hang around your friends, you know, your happy friends, your friends that are going to make you feel good about yourself, you know. And we can find friends anywhere, you know, and you're going to have an easier time finding friends doing something that you like to do, you know, have the same interest. You know, if you like to just go for a walk, who knows who you're going to meet? You don't know who you're going to meet, and you can meet somebody that's going to stay in your life forever. You know, but you can also meet somebody that's going to maybe stay in your life for a year, 2 years, you know, and then, you know, you might really bond with this person, and then, you know, 2 years go by and you slowly drift away from this person. And, you know, times like that are rough, but it happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And, you know, one thing I'm big about is I'd rather have people to have my back than be around a group of people who I just have, how do I put that, have fun with. You know, I used to go to the bar a lot, and I had my bar friends, you know, people that I'd go drink with, get drunk with. But during the week, I wouldn't talk to them at all. You know, but I'd rather have those people who I talk to on a daily basis and go out rather than just go to the bar, you know, go out and go over to their house, hang out, talk, you know, have a couple drinks, even just go to play games. You know, I'd rather have those friends rather than friends that are that I go hang out with when I drink and when I get drunk. You know, and I do have friends, you know, I keep my circle small, but the friends that I do have, I look of more of like family, you know, and I'd rather have that than a big group of friends that I just hang out with to get drunk and party, you know, even though I'm kind of going out of that party phase a little bit. But, you know, it's important to have those friends in your life, the friends that are going to boost your confidence and make you do what you want to do and support you for it. You know, they may not necessarily agree with what you're doing, and that's fine. But have my back. Support me. Let me know that, man, you got this. You'll be all right. You know, but you don't want to have those friends that are like, man, I don't know if you should do this. I don't know if you're going to be good at it. You can do whatever you put your mind to. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. If you want to do it, then go do it. And the good friends are going to have your back and support you no matter what. But, and you know, and if you're the type of person to have a big group of friends, you may have some of those friends that just don't think you're going to succeed. And you know what? It's not okay. You know, look for those red flags in people. Don't let those people try to talk you out of what you want to do. You know, because it's you. You are you. You know, if you want to go be a professional NASCAR driver, I got your back. You got it. Go. You know, it's going to be a fight to get where you want to be, but I believe you can do it. And, you know, and that's the main thing that matters, you know, and like I said, people are not going to be in your life forever. And when you grow and have that bond with people, it's kind of hard when they do end up slowly moving out of your life. You're like, damn, this guy was really cool. We had good conversations. We used to hang out, go get a bite to eat. Now I don't really talk to him anymore. Well, maybe it's for a reason, you know, and that's okay. You know, you don't, not every, like I said, again, I said again and again, they're not made to be in your life for the rest of your life. Some people are not. you know, but it takes two to tango. You know, if you're constantly hitting somebody up and they don't hit you back up, well, eventually I'm just going to stop, you know, and I'm not going to hit you up anymore. And if you want to hang out, hit me up. Hell yeah, we can go and get, you know, go get a bite to eat or something. But I got other stuff I got to worry about. You know, if I hit you up, hey, you want to go get a bite to eat, you don't respond to me ever. Well, it's a possibility that I'm not going to constantly hit you up and respond to you. But those having those close friends are just extremely, extremely important. And it helps you health-wise. You know, when you're looking for new friends, I would totally, totally recommend, like I said earlier, to find groups or activities that you genuinely enjoy. You know, this way you'll have the opportunity to connect with people who have similar interests as you. You know, find people who enjoy the same things as you. And that's just, if you just move to a new state, you know, and it's just you and your parents or you and your significant other, and you want to go find some guys to hang out with, find some activities around where you live and something that interests you and go meet new people and, you know, talk and build that bond with that person or people, you know, and in many ways, the most important friendship in our lives is the one that we have with our romantic partners, you know, and the first criteria we should look for in the partner is someone who is ultimately a good friend to us, you know, meaning, you know, they're kind, they're positive, they're loving, and they're supportive, you know, and if we are dating somebody and they're just a jerk, you know, it's probably safe to assume that they're just not a good friend. You are your best friend. You know, you are your best friend at the end of the day. You know, and kind of think of it like this. Would you talk down to your best friend and talk smack? No, because why? Why? No need for that. If you talk bad about somebody, why do you even want to have them in your life? You know, just cut them off your life and don't talk about them at all. Just get rid of them. Cut them out. You know, look for those red flags, you know, and being friends with somebody, there's going to be bumps, you know, and if there are bumps in a friendship or a romantic relationship, whatever, you know, it's important to work through those tough times, you know, but the tricky part is it will take two to fix the problem. You know, we can only control our actions and hold ourselves accountable. But we cannot control our friend or our partner's reaction, you know, and in addition to our own actions, you know, we have control over the friends or partners that we choose in the first place, you know, and if we prioritize choosing good people who we can trust will work through issues with us, then we can work through anything, you know, but if you and your friend get into an argument and you guys are just mad at each other, and that's cool, be mad at each other for a minute. But if it's truly somebody who you care about and it's somebody who share the same interests and it's somebody that has your back, you know, talk it out. Be adults about it. To sit down, have a discussion, and work through the problems and the disagreements that you had. You know, there's no reason to just talk behind that person's back and down them and down them and down them. You know, you both are good people. It was just a disagreement that maybe went a little bit too far. You know, and you may go 2, 3, 6 months without talking to that person. And eventually you or they would be like, hey, man, this was silly. Let's talk about it. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's happened to me. You know, I've done it. You know, and like I said, I keep my circle small, but I've had arguments with my buddies who we just stopped talking for 3, 4 months, you know, and that's okay. But what's important is if it's a good friend and it's somebody that has your back, make it a point to just be the bigger person, apologize and say, hey, man, this is what happened. Look, I was wrong, but this is what you did that made me mad. And this is why I acted like this. And if that person's truly a good friend and has your back is a supportive friend, then they'll talk back and you guys can work through those issues together. You know, but as far as getting into a disagreement, and if they're a good friend, cutting them out of your life forever. Well, look at the bigger picture. Look at all the memories that you've had. Look at all the supportive behavior that he's given you, and or she's given you, or just look at the bigger picture. Yeah, this happened, but that's okay. We can get through it. You know, if they're a good friend, don't cut them out of your life. You know, it's just, you know, it's not good. Don't do that. You know, there's no reason, you know, but, you know, friendships are a crucial part of living a fulfilling life, you know, and it's so important that we surround ourselves with people who we have fun with, who support us, and people who make us better. You know, friendships can enrich your life in so many ways, you know, and good friends teach you about yourself and challenge you to be better. They encourage you to try going. Let me reword what I was about to say. They encourage you to keep going when times get tough and celebrate your successes with you. You know, those friends that are going to have your back, no matter what you choose to do, that are going to make you look at the bigger picture in life, that are going to help you look at yourself like you're worth something, because you all are worth something. Everybody's worth something. You know, when you look in the mirror, you should be happy with who you see. You know, and if you're not happy with who you see, well, you need to get to the bottom of it. See what you're looking at. If you don't like something about yourself, then do something about it, you know, and don't worry about what other people say. At the end of the day, it's your life. You know, it's nobody else's life. You do what you want to do, and your friends will either have your back or they won't. And you know what? If they don't, so be it. One big thing I have to work on myself is, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. And I encourage everybody to work on that, you know, be who you want to be. If people look at you all types of weird, so what? Don't let it bother you. It doesn't matter. You are who you are. And don't change for other people. Keep those boundaries up. You know, when it, friendships, relationships, let the person know, hey, this is how it is. This is how I am. If you don't like it, well, then cool. You know, but if you don't mind who I am or the things that I do and you want to join me on this journey, cool, come on. You know, but don't change who you are and what you do for a relationship or for a friendship, because not everybody's made to be in our life forever, and the ones that are in our lives forever are more like family, in my opinion, rather than a friend. You know, I call them the good friends that I have, sisters and brothers, you know what I'm saying, and their kids or nieces and nephews. You know, everybody close to me that I've known for a long time, friend-wise, they're more like family, brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? All their kids call me Uncle Robbie, Uncle Rob. You know, I do have those friends that are more just like friends, you know what I'm saying? But they're good friends. But just keep those boundaries up, because you don't know who's going to be in your life forever and who's not. You know, and always check for those red flags. That's so important to do. You know, and friends do a lot more than give you a shoulder to cry on. You know, they also have a positive impact on your life, you know, and that's on your health. I'm sorry. Friends are good for your physical health. You know, healthy relationships actually contribute to good physical health. You know, having a close circle of friends can decrease your risk of health problems, you know, like a heart attack or stroke. You know, and having strong social ties can also decrease the feeling of loneliness, which actually evidence shows can take a toll on your longevity, okay? Friends encourage healthy behaviors. You know, one possible explanation for those health benefits is that friendships can help you make lifestyle changes that can have a direct impact of your well-being. You know, for example, your friends can help you set and maintain goals, you know, to let's go with eat better and exercise more. You know, additionally, people are more motivated and likely to stick to a weight loss or exercise program when they do it with a buddy. You know, and it's much easier to get out and stay active when you have a friend by your side. You know, a lot of people like to go to the gym by themselves, you know, but me personally, yeah, I'll go to the gym by myself, but you know what, to keep my motivation going, yeah, I'd like to go with somebody, you know, because you have that person telling you to keep going. You got it, you got it. You getting tired? 5 more minutes, you got it. You do it, and they do it, and you do it back. You know, it takes two to tango. Those are good. That's a good friendship. You have each other's back. You motivate each other. You encourage each other. You know, yeah, give me your input on some stuff, but at the end of the day, support me with whatever I decide to do. You know, don't knock me down and tell me that I can't do something. If somebody tells me I can't do something, I'm going to work 10 times harder to let you know that I can do it. And I'm going to get it done, you know, and that's extremely important to have in a friendship. Friends can also give you emotional support, you know, and if you find yourself, you know, going through a hard time, having a friend to help you through can make the transition easier. Going back to what I said in the beginning of the show, time is time. You can't speed up time, you know, and you know, these last few months have been a little difficult for me, but I've had the friends to have my back and to let me know, like, hey, you got it. It's going to be hard, but I'm here if you need me, you know, and when I first started going through what I'm going through, you know, I bashed myself, you know, called myself names, thought I was worthless, and nobody's worthless. Nobody deserves to be called bad names. You know, things happen in your life for a reason, and some of the things that may happen in your life are difficult to deal with, especially if you're by yourself. You know, very, very hard to deal with by yourself. You know, since I've been going back to my therapist, I definitely see an improvement in me. You know, there's a few things that I've been working on that I can definitely say that I'm doing a good job, you know, and I will continue to do so because it makes me feel good. You know, just like ever since I started doing this podcast again, you know, man, I feel great. I feel good about who I am. You know, I've made mistakes in my past. Everybody makes mistakes in their past, but you can't live in your past. You know, and there's things that I've done in my past that I haven't necessarily forgiven myself for, you know, but if you don't forgive yourself for your past, that's just a burden that's now on your shoulders. And how do you expect to live a healthy lifestyle if you have something that you can't forgive yourself about? Find closure. You know, do what you need to do to find closure. You know, and I just went to my therapist today. And there's some things in my life, you know, that I need to forgive myself for. And we were talking about it in our last session, and she actually, right before I was leaving, she said, hey, I found this example of a forgiveness letter that somebody wrote to themselves, you know, and I kind of want to read it to you guys. And it's titled, The Forgiveness Letter I Wrote to Myself This Year. You know, and here's what it says. It says, Dear Self, I have wronged you so much throughout my life, and I haven't apologized. I want you to know I'm deeply sorry. I'm sorry for criticizing you, telling you I hated you, that you are worthless, and that you are not good enough. I am sorry for every name I've called you and every mean word I've said to you. I'm sorry for believing what others said to you in anger, that you won't, that you can't, that you shouldn't. I'm sorry for each and every single time I compared you to someone else. I'm sorry for unwise choices I've made. I'm sorry for blaming you, for shaming you, and inflicting you with constant guilt. I'm sorry for doubting you and keeping you from doing what you love and pursuing your dreams. I'm sorry for pursuing you to complete Cinderella-sized to-do list. I'm sorry I called you a failure and for measuring your worth against them, driving you to endless anxiety, depletion, and depression. I'm sorry for setting unrealistic standards and ridiculous expectations on you and feeling like you were a disappointment. I'm sorry for judging you so harshly. I'm sorry for not allowing you to rest when you were tired, heal when you were hurt, and relax when you most needed it. I'm sorry for making you feel guilty when you actually made an effort to take care of yourself, laugh, and live in the moment. I'm sorry for giving away your power to people who hurt you and created toxicity in your life. I'm sorry for always keeping you busy and not making time for you, for not listening to your heart and not trusting your intuition. I'm sorry for not taking care of your body. I'm sorry I deprived you of sleep and proper nutrition. I'm sorry I made unhealthy choices that cost you, sabotaged you, and hurt you. I'm sorry I have consistently taken you for granted and neglected your needs. I have not taken you seriously or treated you with the respect you deserve. I'm sorry for all the times I let you fall. I'm sorry someone else's opinion and image they saw of you was more important to me than how you felt and what was most important to you. I'm sorry for not treating you with love. I'm sorry for not saying more encouraging, empowering words and for not loving you the way I love others. Please forgive me with deep love, admiration, and gratitude. And this was a lady by the name of Elena. And you know, I felt when she read me that letter, I felt that letter 100%. Forgive yourself for what you've done in the past. You may have hurt people. You may have done things that you necessarily didn't want to do. You know, but one thing that really, really stuck out to me was the second part of this where it says, I'm sorry for criticizing you, telling you I hated you, that you were worthless, and that you are not good enough. I'm sorry for every name I've called you and every mean word I've said to you. When I first started going through what I'm going through, I said some pretty mean things to myself. And I thought that I was just not a good person. But in reality, I am a good person. You know, I just made some mistakes in my life. But it's no reason to bash yourself. You are your best friend. Would you talk to your best friend that way? Would you bash your best friend? You know, and it's just something I really wanted to share. And, you know, I even told her before I left. I said, dude, this will go great with my podcast show I'm going to do when I get back to the house. And she says, read it. Read it. So I did. And you know, when she read it to me, I kind of got emotional because, like, no matter what we go through in life, ain't nobody a failure and nobody deserves to think like that about themselves. There's no reason for it. We all make mistakes. But we need to fight through the mistakes that we make, you know, because like I said, everything happens for a reason. You have to look for those signs that God tells you and shows you. Look for those red flags in friendships, in relationships. And you know, I chose to sometimes ignore the signs that I was being shown because I just didn't care. At that point in time, I didn't care. And I said, you know, I'm happy. Well, I thought I was happy. You know, but in reality, like I said in my last episode, the only person who's going to make you happy is you. People can add to your happiness, but you're the only one that can make yourself happy. And if you're not happy, don't expect somebody to come in there and add to your happiness because you don't have any happiness. Make yourself happy. Make the changes in your life that are going to make you happy. You know, it's so important. You know, happiness is contagious around friends. You know, there was a study done that I seen online by high school students that found that those who were depressed were twice as likely to recover if they had happy friends. You know, everybody's always going to recover. You know, whether it takes some depression medicine, therapist, whatever it may be, everyone's going to, you know, get through it. It may be easier if you have those friends that are going to make you happy, you know, that are going to build that confidence. You know, and friends help you build confidence. You know, everyone has self-doubts, not only self-doubts, but insecurities. And every now and then everyone's got that. Having friends who support you plays a huge role in building your self-esteem or how much you appreciate and love yourself. You know, they can help you feel more confident by offering you praise, reassurance when you're feeling unsure, you know, and they'll shine a light on just how amazing you are and how much you have to offer others, you know. And one thing that I've always done is no matter what I'm going through, I try my best to make sure other people are all right. And you know, in reality, you have to make sure that you're okay before you can do that. You know, because you're important. You know, you are important. And you have to just keep that in your mind. You know, friends can help you beat stress. You know, everyone goes through stressful events. And if you know you have people you can count on, you know, you may be less likely to even perceive a tough time as stressful. Not saying that you're not going to have, you're not going to go through a tough time and you're not going to think, man, I can't do this anymore. You know, you may, but you need to have those friends that can talk you out of it quick and to constantly have your back, to constantly check on you. Doesn't matter how old they are. You know, I got friends that are almost 50 years old. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, have those friends that are going to have your back and support you and make sure that you're okay. You know, at the same time, you have to make sure you're okay. You know, and if you're not, take the steps that you need to take to make sure that you are happy and that you're healthy. You know, it's so important. You know, social connections help relieve levels of stress. You know, but then having stress can harm the heart's arteries, the gut function, the immune system. You know, stress can have all these effects on your body that people don't really think about. And it's so important to have those friends to help a tough situation less stressful. You know, and they can also help you cope with stressful situations. You know, friends push you to be your best. They provide a positive influence, you know, and if you make friends with people who are generous with their time and help others and are ambitious or family oriented, you are more likely to develop those values yourself. You know, if you're friends with somebody and they're all about family, they're all about generosity, they're all about helping other people, it's a good possibility that you'll see that. See how much joy that person gets from it and take it and apply it in your life. You know, it's better, in my opinion, it's better to give than it is to receive. You know, I get more joy in giving than I do receiving. Everybody needs help, you know, and everybody may need assistance from people. But if you can give it back, give it back. You will feel so good about yourself. Be that friend to somebody who you've never met before, because I promise you they'll never forget you. Never forget you, and they'll consider you a friend. And who knows, that might be your new friend. But give back. You know, it's going to make you feel so much better about yourself. You know, and great friends have the power to mold you into the best version of yourself. You know, they see you and love you for who you truly are. And they encourage you and push you to do better and be the person you want to be, your ideal self. I think I've said that quite a few times on this show, is be yourself. Have those people that are going to encourage you to not only be a better you, but to just be you. They're not going to try to change you. You know, if somebody doesn't like you, so be it. They don't have to like you. But it is important that the friends that you do have will have your back. Always. You know, and it's just important. Friendship is important. Healthy lifestyle. Add to your happiness. You know, don't let anybody bring you down. Ain't no need for it. You are you. Be you. Look for those red flags, you guys. Those red flags are extremely important. Extremely, extremely important. You all have a purpose. You're all great. Things happen for a reason. And some of the things that happen in your life, you know, may be difficult to deal with, but you got it. You always get it. You know, look for those signs. Look for those red flags. But be the person who you want to be. And your good friends will have your back. And at the end of the day, it don't matter what they got to say. Be who you want to be. Find those good friends and keep them. Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Remember, be the positive person. Let people know that it's going to be all right. No matter what they're going through, it's going to be just fine. I know people are starting to go back to work today, so enjoy work. I hope everybody had a great Christmas. New Year's coming up. Don't drink too much. Don't party too hard. Right. New Year's resolutions. Sit down. Think about what you want to change in your life. What's something that you want to accomplish in this next year? Bringing positivity to you whenever, wherever. This is Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Stay positive.